Today on The Balanced Word from Dave Rolfe.
God doesn't just bless us just to bless us. He blesses us to promote us, to appoint us to be used by Him in a way that makes a difference in a world. God is trying to get through to a world that doesn't know Him, and He does it through people like us. And so we should expect it to happen. Oh, I don't know what He's going to do. And I'm not going to even speculate on what He's going to do in my life or through your life. All I'm going to say is, it's going to be a surprise. And when it happens, jump on board. And if it scares you, and if it can cost you, or if it could kill you, like Esther said, if I perish, I perish. I'll go for it.
Wake up my soul. Wake up early in the day. Wake up my hand. Instrument I play, wake up my voice. Let the world hear me say, you are worshipped and exalted here today.
Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel in Aliso Viejo presents The Balanced Word with Pastor Dave Rolfe. Glad you've joined us as we continue a study in Esther. We'll be in chapter 4 today, and remember, if you need to leave us early, drop by thebalancedword.com and have a listen when it's most convenient. As we join Pastor Dave, he recalls this experience from years ago.
First time I ever spoke at Calvary Costa Mesa in front of the whole church, speaking for Chuck, I finished speaking, and the first young man to come up and talk to me, and I thought I did pretty good, and I was ready for him to come up and say, great job, but he came up, and he was this little nerdy guy who had a voice like a bad computer simulator, and he comes up, and he goes, so, you're a pastor, huh? And I go, yeah, I'm a pastor. He goes, the Lord works in strange ways, and walked off. And I'm like, what? What does that mean? But the truth is, He does. The kid was right. God works in strange ways. It was strange for Him to use someone like me. And it's strange so often what He does. But His leading, His guiding, His appointments, they aren't just crystal clear all the time. And if they are, you know, you might want to see somebody about that. I'll give you an example. There was about a year ago or so, I was down near the swap meet, and I hadn't been to the swap meet in 4 or 5 years. It's all the same stuff. It never changes. It still hasn't changed. You know what to expect. You walk in, there's a bunch of people. There's the fountains over here, same fountains that have been for sale for years. You go over here, there are those churros that are so dry you choke on them, and that forces you to wait in line for a half an hour to get a lemonade, and it's like, okay, there's all the bad fruit and nuts and all that other stuff, and there's 10 million different, you know, car products that are for sale, and the best thing is those guys that will clean your tennis shoes for nothing. But I'm having this feeling like, you know what, I want to go to the swap meet. And so I went to the swap meet just by myself, start walking around. Yep, it's the way I remember it. And all of a sudden, I look in front of me, and there's this girl that I've known for several years and hadn't seen her in several years, hadn't heard from her. And I saw her, and I said, hey, how's it going? And she looked so shocked to see me. As it turned out, her life was really getting messed up in some sin and problems. And I go, so how are you doing? She goes, oh, I'm doing fine. And I said, no, you're not. I don't come to the swap meet. I haven't been here in 5 years. How long has it been since you've been to the swap meet? She goes, like 3 years. I go, why'd you come here by yourself? I don't know, just had a feeling. I said, me too, so we better talk. And I took her off to one of the shoe places where we sat down on the bench and just began to share with her and pray with her and talk to her, listen to her, tell her that the Lord loved her, tell her that God could forgive her for what she was struggling with. And I felt like, this is so neat, that God just, He didn't say, there's somebody I want you to talk to at the swap meet. I'm just, you know, I was probably craving a churro. I don't know, but I just went to the swap meet. And there was that divine appointment. But God always tricks you. So here's the deal. Last Saturday, it's right before the fair, last day of the swap meet. Again, I'm just down there, and I'm thinking, I think I'll go to the swap meet. By myself, just go to the swap meet. And I go to the swap meet, and I'm thinking, I wonder why God's doing this. This is going to be cool. I'm going to have this divine appointment. Walking around the swap meet, same old stuff, get my shoes cleaned for free. And I don't meet up with anybody. I don't even see anybody I know. So I go back, get in my car, drive away, go, what was up with that? You know what? I don't know. Maybe I should have stayed longer. I don't know. But sometimes I want to go to the swap meet, and it's a divine appointment. Sometimes I want to go to the swap meet, and it's just to go to the swap meet, just to remind me of why I don't go to the swap meet most of the time. But this is how God works, and this is how He leads, and we have to accept it. And there's something about our uncertainty that actually does something really good in our lives. About saying, I think God wants me to do this, but I don't know, and I don't know why, and why I am where I am, doing what I'm, I don't know. But just maybe God is doing something great in my life. Just maybe I'm going to end up in some place or in some position or with some person just at the right time, and I'm going to go, wow, look what God did. But it has to be okay for us to not be so sure, because that's ultimately what faith is about. To just be able to go, you know, I feel like God's doing this, but I don't know, maybe. So I'll go for it. The next thing that we see that she does, though, is really cool, because when he shares this, who knows whether you have come to this kingdom for such a time as this? Esther said, get all those guys with you together and start fasting for me. Don't eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast likewise, and so I will go to the king, which is against the law, and if I perish, I perish. She's like, let's fast. Isn't it kind of weird to you that she doesn't say, let's pray? She just says, let's fast. Funny thing is, I'm sure they were praying, but prayer isn't mentioned in this book of Esther. Something even stranger, God's never mentioned. The Lord's never mentioned. It's weird. And if you come on Wednesday night, either this Wednesday or next, I'll explain that to you. At least my theory as to why it is. It's a book of mystery. It's a book where it's, okay, I'll just blow it now. It's a book where God is veiled. It's like, what happens when you don't see God, when you don't hear about all the standard spiritual stuff? Is God still working? Because those times in your life where perhaps God is working in the most miraculous way, they aren't the times when you think God's working. They're the times when you think there's no God at all. Sometimes those times when you're wondering whether there even is a God in heaven might be the times when God is working in the most powerful way to bring you to the point where it all ends up making sense. And so that's the book of Esther. I'll save you coming on Wednesday night. But here the idea is, as he shares it, okay, now you better get right with God. You better go and get as close to God as you can. Deny your flesh, remove your selfishness from it, fast a bit, because you're making a decision that could be very costly. You're making a decision also that could have huge and glorious ramifications if it's God, if it's right. So go fast, go pray. And that's something that we all need to learn. We're making decisions that matter. When we're making moves and adjustments in our life, we need to make sure that we're as close to God as we've ever been. I try not to tell people what to do when they come to me for counsel. Because I don't know. I don't know what you're supposed to do. But what I will always tell people to do who are making major life decisions, I say, right now is the time when you need to be closer to God than you've ever been. And that's the best thing that you can do. When you don't have to just rush into something. Take some time and draw close to God and listen to him and allow him to work in your life in a way that'll maybe give you a little more indication one way or the other. And then finally, she goes, if I perish, I perish. Now, she probably, a great-looking, you know, beauty queen, they're probably not going to get killed for this. But the idea is she's saying, you know what, let the chips fall wherever they will. I think God's wanting me to give this a shot. And if it kills me, it kills me. It's faith. That's saying, I am going to take a step in this direction, not because I know it's God, but because I think it's God, and I'll give it a shot, and I'll take the risk, I'll pay the price. There isn't anything that God will do in your life that doesn't involve risk, if you think about it. Think of all of the decisions that you've made. It's never quite like what you thought it was going to be. Very few of you are actually working in a career that you trained specifically for. I know so many people who trained in one profession, they end up working in a completely different one. Following God, sticking with him, it's like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. You're like, what's happening? And then ultimately you get to a place and you go, I'll be, it worked. It's worked out okay. This is good. But it requires the faith to say, I know this thing is on a track. The track that Mr. Toad rides on, after you go on it a few times, you even start to memorize it. But the truth is, you know it's on a track. So you don't know where it's going to turn, but it's going to stay on track. It's always going to end up there. Disney isn't going to make a ride that leaves you dumped off somewhere in the equipment and you have to find your way out. It works out, and it's the same way with God. He is on track. He knows what he's doing. So you go, oh boy, this is kind of weird. This is getting a little spooky, but I'll go for it, and I'll take that chance. Think about it, those of you who are married. How did that happen? Some of you have been married and it hasn't worked out very well. And right now, though, I'm talking to the people who it has worked out pretty well for. You looked and you wanted, maybe you even had doubts. And maybe you were feeling like, oh, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. One of my best friends, we went through that with him for years. He'd been with this girl forever and he was like not knowing if she was right and wondering. And it was driving everyone crazy. And he was scared the day he married her. I mean, they've been married now for a long time, have three beautiful girls. God's blessed them, and they have a great relationship. But at that point of decision, so often, it involves a bit of a step of faith. You're going, am I doing the right thing? In fact, the people who sometimes have problems are the ones that didn't think there was a question about it. Oh, I know, this is glorious. People are going, ooh, I hope this works out. Often have better success in a relationship. Why? Because there you are, it's at the end of the aisle, and you're hearing, you know, da 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 da, and you're going, if I perish, I perish. And good for you that you did it. Now you look back and you go, it's amazing what God did. This has been way better than I really thought it was going to be. God was in it. For those of you who now find yourselves single, And you're struggling with this, and you're thinking, am I ever going to have anyone? And at sometimes you have that idea of, you know what, if I can find somebody who will say yes, I'm in, that's it. But instead, God is saying, I have something much better for you. But number one, are you willing to wait for it? Number two, are you willing to take that step of faith when it comes to that? Will you do that? Will you say, if I perish, I perish? It might kill you. Sometimes it does. More people get killed by people that used to love them than way more than get killed by strangers. So yeah, marriage can kill you. Now, they do say that people who are married live a lot longer than people who are single. So it has that going for you. But then they also say that people who are married wish they were dead more. But no, seriously, good things that happen in your life, if you look back, you go, man, there was a time when it was so scary. But at some point, you just put your faith on the line and you say, if I perish, I perish. Now, for most of us in decisions that we make, maybe we're feeling like we ought to talk to somebody about something. We don't think they're going to kill us, but we think they may laugh at us. We think they may reject us. This may be embarrassing. Or other decisions that we're about to make, we say, you know, I want to make this decision, but it could be really expensive. It could cost me everything I have. And so in the same way that Esther pulled up that faith from deep within that God had given her and said, if I perish, I perish, here I go. In the same way, we may need to train ourselves to say, if this causes me to go bankrupt or not, I'll go. If this causes my life to become misery or not, I'll go for it. If these people laugh at me, make fun of me, humiliate me or not, this is what I'm going to do. I'll tell you something. An awful lot of the time, the decisions that we make out of faith, we're probably doing something stupid. It's probably not such a good idea. But Romans 8:28 is still in the Bible. God causes all things to work together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So we've got this insurance policy that says if I take a risk, if I step out in faith, God's going to come along and cover me. He's going to watch me. Now, it may hurt. It may kill. It may cost. But the value of doing something that you think God wants you to do is way more important than anything that you would hang on to resist that. Why? Because it just might be the Lord. And if it is, then he wants to do something amazing through us. And we have to have our minds and our hearts open to those possibilities and regularly take some chances every once in a while and step out in faith to see, okay, I just ran into this person. Maybe it means nothing. Maybe it means God's in it. I wonder what this means. I'll try it a little further. I'll take it a step down the road. I'll check it out. Oh, I talk to people all the time that are tottering on the edge of like, I don't know if I should do this or this or this. And I often say, what are you afraid of? Now get that out of the way and just do something. Commit it to the Lord. Draw close to Him. Fast and pray. And then be willing to take that step of faith that says, okay, I'll try it. I have a friend I was just talking to this week who has a job opportunity in another area. At the same time, this beautiful girl came out of nowhere, and he's like, whoa, I think this is great. And then there are these other problems and these other situations. And I said, you know, what have you been praying about the most? Well, girl, I go, and why don't you just forget the other stuff and just go ahead and pursue this relationship and see where it leads? I go, later you can take another job. Later you can do everything else. This is what you're afraid of. You're afraid of putting your heart on the line. And I said, just go for it. See what happens. Follow down that path. And I believe that God so often tells us, go ahead and look for the surprises. Go ahead and look for the unexpected things. Those things that may, where you risk disappointment, they might be divine appointments. Check it out a little more. Take a step in that direction and see what happens. Extend yourself a bit. Offer yourself in some way and see what God does. Because that's the way He works. And if you can get to the point where even if it kills you, you're willing to take that risk, then nothing else will scare you out of it. Because most things that we do that God brings across our path aren't going to kill us. They're just going to hurt, or they're just going to cost. And so if we can get ourselves like Esther did to say, if I perish, I perish. Here I go. Hey, let's just do it together. Let's jump together. Let's go. You know, this could be some miracle waiting to happen. So go for it. See what happens. See what God might want to do. Might? Yeah. Yeah, there's the insurance is Romans 8:28. He'll clean up the mess after you've fouled it up. But I would much rather be sitting there with God and be going, God, what was I thinking? I thought that maybe I was supposed to try to get a hold of the President of the United States, and I called for several days, and now the Secret Service came to my house, and they're thinking I'm a crackpot and a stalker, and I'm like, sorry, God, I thought it was you. Rather than to be sitting there going, man, remember when I had that really strong impression and I just didn't do it? What if God was going to change something major in our nation by working through me in this situation? What would I have risked? They aren't going to kill me. It's not the death penalty for trying to talk to the president. Now, again, I would suggest that when you hear these impressions, consider them in direct proportion to the amount of medications that you're on. But at the same time, you understand what I'm saying. If you're hearing a lot of stuff that doesn't work out, you know, get some help from somebody. But at the same time, most of us have never taken any kind of a risk at all. We're so careful that we don't do anything that involves any sort of chance encounter. When you do that, we miss the divine appointments from God sometimes, things that He wants to do in a very amazing way. So what does this mean to us? Again, first of all, no pressure. God doesn't need us. We'll miss out if we miss a turn that He takes us on. But there's something about God that I think is as definitive of God as almost anything else. It's almost as characteristic of God as the fact that God is love. And that is, God surprises us. He likes to surprise us. Some of us don't like surprises. I personally don't like surprises too much. And yet when those surprises come from God, I go, wow. You know, I can maybe look at it as dumb luck or whatever, but it's like, man, God. Now, why does God surprise us so much? Why does He come up with a story like this with Esther? It's because His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are so far beyond ours that when His will encounters my life, it's going to surprise me. It's going to shock me. It's going to be blindsiding me. And so we should expect that. We should live our lives by faith, drawing close to Him and looking around going, I wonder what weird thing God's going to do today. Now, you may think, oh, don't talk about God as weird. You know, that's not, you know, you might get Him mad. And you might be thinking, Dave, I don't care if you get Him mad, but what if He gets mad at you and He brings the building down and I'm sitting here? So just mellow out a little bit. But the truth is, by our standards, God does weird things all the time. He picked you. He picked me. When there's a blind guy, he spits in the ground and makes mud and wipes it in his eyes to make him well. God does things in a kooky way sometimes. But that's only because God's so much, He knows so much more than I do. And so it looks weird to me. Truth is, it's a perfect plan. And God is always looking to jump out from behind a rock or a bush and say, surprise! And you go, oh man, I see somebody hiding behind a bush. I'm going the other direction. or I'm seeing God surprising me and I'm thinking, you know, I'm probably under a lot of stress right now. Maybe I ought to get on medication like Dave was saying, or no, that's not it. God wants to surprise you. And your opportunity and my blessing is to be able to go along with God and to look in my life, to look in your life and to see, God, what do you want to do now? I'm open. You want to throw a curveball at me? You want to surprise me? You want to do something that I wouldn't have anticipated? God, if you have an appointment for me, I won't be disappointed. I'll keep the appointment. I want to do what you want me to do. I want you to work in my life. What that appointment is for you, I can't say, because then it wouldn't be a surprise. But the truth is, God wants to work through each of us in a way that would baffle anyone who would try to find logic in it. He wants to work. God may want to use you to change a nation. He may want to use you personally to save someone that you thought would never get saved. He may want to do something incredible in your life and through you. And if we understand the nature of divine appointments, then we'll recognize oddities for more than what they really are. And when we get lucky, we won't just think, that was lucky. We may think, I wonder what God wants to do. Why did he allow me to get so lucky? And I wonder how he wants to use this position that he's placed me in to do something even greater. God doesn't just bless us just to bless us. He blesses us to promote us, to appoint us to be used by him in a way that makes a difference in a world. God is trying to get through to a world that doesn't know him, and he does it through people like us. And so we should expect it to happen. Oh, I don't know what he's going to do. And I'm not going to even speculate on what he's going to do in my life or through your life. All I'm going to say is, it's going to be a surprise. And when it happens, jump on board. And if it scares you, and if it can cost you, or if it could kill you, like Esther say, if I perish, I perish. I'll go for it. I'll push into what it is that I think you're calling me to do, even if I completely make a fool of myself. Because, God, I want to be with you. I want to be a part of what you're doing. I don't want to miss out. I don't want it to be my loss.
Thanks for joining us today for The Balanced Word with our pastor and teacher, Dave Rolfe. We're going through the book of Esther, and stay with us for more teaching from Pastor Dave. These programs are available by podcast at thebalancedword.com. We'd also like to offer you Pastor Dave's Through the Bible series on a USB thumb drive for a gift of $20 or more. Go through the Bible with Dave by ordering this special series today. Call 949-362-7475 or go to thebalancedword.com. Your gifts help to make these shows possible on stations like this one all across the nation. Thank you for standing with us with either a one-time gift or ongoing monthly support. Donations can be made at thebalancedword.com. Or again, call 949-362-7475. Have you had a chance to listen to Pastor Dave's one-minute messages? You can listen to those at thebalancedword.com and even join our mailing list so you can have them delivered to you each day. You can also watch them on Instagram or Facebook by following CC Pacific Hills. We'd love to have you join us for a Sunday service at Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel. Our service times on Sunday morning are now at 8 and 10. Directions and more information about the church can be found online at ccpacifichills.org. And you can watch our live stream there too, ccpacifichills.org. If we can pray for you in any way, we ask that you contact us through thebalancedword.com or by calling 949-362-7475. Now here's Pastor Dave to wrap up our time together in prayer.
God, thank you for this great story of Esther. And at that point, in that verse that we read, we realize if she had made the wrong choice, the rest of Jewish history, the rest of human history would have been changed drastically. As you were preserving the Jewish people to preserve a messianic line to save the world. And Lord, as insignificant as a little slave girl who's an orphan, some of us feel that way about ourselves. But God, whenever and wherever and however your appointments pop up in our lives. Help us not to see them as just distractions or diversions. Help us not to regard them as just being inconveniences. Help us to look for your appointments and to be willing to keep them and to be used any way that you want to use us. And we're willing to take the risks that are involved to follow you and to have you bless, not just bless our lives, but to use us as a blessing in others' lives. Help us to learn these lessons of Esther. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
More from the story of Esther coming up next time on The Balanced Word with Pastor Dave Raw, a presentation of Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel in Aliso Viejo.
Wake up, my soul. Wake up early in the day. Wake up, my hands. And the instrument I play. Wake up, my